toothpaste, and I swear to God, it's the bomb.
Welcome back, guys. The Captain's Log. Eric Myers, one of my favorite guests.
Oh, my heavens!
As he picks his nose, and he's got his teeth fixed now. You look like a whole new guy.
Brian, I's pretty.
You are sexy.
I'm a pretty little princess. I'm a pretty little princess.
I'm trying to drive. You can share.
I don't give a hoot. How do I share this?
Scroll down and then hit share. My goodness.
I don't know. Where says
it's going to come up. It's going to come up.
Brian, I'm scared.
On the page. All right, hold on. I'll stop while we do it.
I don't know what's happening.
So what you have to do is you have to actually refresh it the first time. Because then it shows up. It takes a minute, but that's okay.
Brian, so how are we doing, guys? Stupid. Hi, Vicky is watching. Vicky, make me some breakfast. I'm hungry. How do I share this? I'm sharing it.
It's done.
Look, it's me. Guys, it's Eric within an Eric.
Guys, first of all, before we start, thank you for joining me. Second of all,
anytime, Brian.
If you want to get free tickets for tonight's show, or tomorrow's show, or Sunday, leave a message in the comments. Write something down, whether you want to go to... Just put in the show.
Put in the show you want to come
to. Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday. Eric's going to be there all week with Joel McHale.
I's there all week.
The shows are sold out except for the 10 o'clock show on Saturday.
Yeah.
And regardless, we're not going to give you free tickets for that show. So it doesn't matter.
We ain't giving you nothing.
But we are Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, come see me. I have a whole new routine about farting.
New teeth.
I got new teeth.
Teeth look good, though.
These teeth do look good.
How much are the set of teeth like that?
Millions.
No, come on.
I got them. They were like $800 a crown, and I got three of them, and I need to get three more.
God.
But I had veneers, and I had fallen down in a alcohol-related incident last year and cracked them out of my head.
What's the difference between the two?
Lumineers or veneers, they just get cemented to the front of your tooth, whereas crowns wrap all the way around.
Oh, this is like... So if you get all new teeth put in, they put in crowns, right?
They put in crowns, they file your old teeth down so they look like fangs, and then they give you it takes like 3 weeks to get the crowns from like the whatever, the crown factory.
So hi, Kelsey.
You have like temporary teeth, and my teeth came out of Disney World, so I just had like four fangs, and I looked like Nosferatu. Like, I was
like
terrified.
Dracula?
I looked like Dracula. I was like, how long's the wait for Space Mountain? And people were like, just go! Get him in the dark! Jesus of Nazareth! I looked like a straight up werewolf.
So, does it hurt to do that?
It hurts so bad. They numbed it and they're like, let us know if you could feel anything. They file your teeth down till the nerve's exposed, and then they spray them with cold water. And I literally jumped out of the chair and I called this old lady a word I won't repeat because I was in such agony. But then they numbed it. Then they numbed it again. Then I could still feel it. They numbed it three times.
No way.
And then later that night, I went out to Chili's with my parents, and I just have like soup dribbling. I was like, I was like trying to eat fajitas, and my dad had to like move my jaw for me. Because I was a little baby.
My mother does all of her dental work with no pain medicine. No Novocaine, no nothing.
I asked for heroin, and they said we don't even have
that. She gets literally the drilling with nothing, and the dentist is like, I don't think I should do this.
What?
Yes, my mother's so scared of it. She takes it straight up.
No.
It's crazy.
I asked for the drugs.
That's crazy.
I'll go to the dentist just to get drugs. They're like, there's nothing wrong with your teeth. I'm like, can I just get the pills?
Let's say hi to Keith. Hey, what's going on? Kelsey,
Keith
John.
Perry's watching. Are you related to Matthew Perry?
That's his brother.
Is that Kelsey?
Yeah, Kelsey's in the box office. Kelsey, did you share my post?
What?
So when I picked you up today, you were fired up. Is it because of the Red Bulls, or is it just when you wake up, you are really hyper?
I was very excited about seeing you and doing the radio. I'm excited.
Just about me?
I was so excited to see you,
Brian. Oh my God, this guy is not only funny, he's full of bull.
I is so full of shit. I have my new serial killers routine I'm excited about.
And you have, you're getting some play on what, Sirius and Amazon too, or what? Where is this stuff being played lately, your new comedy bits? I've seen it.
I filmed a one-hour thing in 2012, and I think it's on iTunes, I think it's on Amazon, and I think it's on YouTube. I don't know. People film me, and they keep putting stuff up.
Yeah, they just keep putting up.
And then people say they saw me here, they saw me there. But sometimes people are in the crowd filming you, and they'll put that on YouTube,
right.
Which... But it's always like, it's like from the waist down, right. And they like forget to do the punchline. So it's just like my dick and balls, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to Walgreens! And that's the clip. And like, you gotta come see this guy. And they're like, what guy? It just looks like someone's dick screaming to go to CVS.
I know, I had to train my staff too. I'm like, if you guys are gonna put up clips, like, it has to be the joke in the start, not just like a guy scream, you know.
Yeah, they would do like little, like, Eric Myers on stage killing it, and I'm like, so, has anyone ever driven? And then it's like not even the punchline, right. No one's laughing, and it just looks like I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
you have
asking
to say
the crowd.
Something that's funny.
You gotta at least have the punchline so it looks like people are laughing, but it's also hard to do that. And then they'll do the boomerang. So they'll be like, Eric Myers on stage, and it'll be like me like this with the mic, like, like I'm blowing the mic or something. It looks like something out of some kind of horrible robot gay porn. I don't know, but the people filming me. But then people will see it, they'll hear it. But then I'm like, I try to write like an hour a day because I'm afraid people have heard my jokes so many times.
How do you write? How does that work? Like for a comic, you just grab a notebook and just start coming
up. I strip
up with
completely
something?
Naked. Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, let's do that.
No, I do.
Start from scratch.
I spread my ass cheeks to the west, and the sun's healing rays inspire me.
Always the west?
Always the west.
The west is best.
The west is best.
That's what they say, right?
That's what's tattooed on my ass. The west is best. Best
so,
in the West.
Now, walk me through it, because the comics are out there. I know a lot of comedians watch the show, and...
the writing?
Tell us how it works. How do you write the magic? Let's hear it.
Okay, well, I'll do an hour a day, and...
You force yourself, or do you just, like, all of a
sudden
say...
Some days I force myself.
That was funny, let me sit down and write it.
No, it's gotta be, like, going to the gym. Like, even when you don't want to go, you make yourself go. So
really?
I will sit down, I'll set a timer on my phone, and I'll just free write... And 99% of the stuff you write as a comedian, it doesn't work, it isn't funny, you'll get one thing, but I'll write freehand. Just write, scribble, and then I'll go back and I'll break it up into a setup and a punchline. You want the setup to be short, you want the punchline to be there, and then you want it, what hasn't been talked about.
But wait, do you write out the joke or you write out the idea?
I'll just write. I'll write.
Well, like, I mean, you just don't say write. Something comes out.
I'll sit there and I'll be like, I was at Walgreens today and this happened. And why is the cereal $5? What if it was $4? What if the cereal did this? I love Walgreens. I hate Walgreens. I'll do like 1,000 different punchlines. I'll go on the internet. I'll go on apps. I'll look for things. You know what irritates me about Facebook? This, and that. And I'll say, I hate people that argue on Facebook. What if I love them because I'll milk it for everything. And then I'll go back and I'll say, where's the punchline? Yeah. And what's the quickest way I can get to it? So then I'll write setup. I'll write the setup. I'll try to X out too many words, then I'll write the punchline.
And then you usually do them on Instagram, right?
I'll usually do them on Instagram. The big thing you want is like one setup and then two or three punchlines, like boom, 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 because that's when the crowd really starts rolling. Then I'll do it on Instagram and
I love your little joke rants on Instagram. I think they're great. I do watch them.
Thank you, but that's a good gauge to see
absolutely
what people like, what people think is fun. Because you never know what's funny until you try it out for the crowd. But then if I get one that gets a laugh, I'll go back and I'll add shit to it.
So many entrepreneurs starting up, they'll call me, they'll ask for advice, they have these great ideas, they're chefs or they're cooking, they want to start a restaurant. I'm like, go to a farmer's market. Test it out. Like, if you go to the farmer's market for a few weeks and you sell, like, a lot of product, or at least you actually make money, then it's something worth investigating, like, and go further and deeper into it. Same thing with a joke, right? You're not going to write a joke, and then if it sucks on Instagram and no one likes it, you're not going to keep saying, let's stick with it on stage, I'm imagining.
Right, I mean, and jokes...
You can't fall in love with it unless the audience falls in love with it.
Yeah, I mean, and jokes, sometimes I feel like people give up on jokes too fast. It's like the joke, the thing about comedy is you have to be excited about it.
Yeah.
Or the crowd's not going to be excited. So you can say anything if it's got that energy, if you're excited about it. But sometimes the joke, you'll have to say it or rewrite it a couple times to where it really snaps. But I'll say it out loud because you want the very last word to be the laugh.
Right.
So sometimes people will... Or I'll say, like, and then the dog walked in. You know what I mean? And you don't want to say you know what I mean. You want to say the dog walked in and then pause and let the crowd laugh.
Let them figure out you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. Yeah, you don't say I know what I mean. But then it's, you work the joke, but comedy's like a puzzle. You're like, how can I make this crowd laugh? What hasn't been said? And there's ways to say things. You can say dirty things without it coming across super dirty or gross. But the big thing is whatever you're excited about, I'll sit down and write. Like, I love the 90s, yeah. So I'll sit down and write.
Which, by the way, I love the jokes that you do about what people are going to remember the 90s for. Love that freaking joke.
Thanks. I wrote two new ones last night.
You did?
Well, I was thinking, like, what didn't... The whole angle of the bit is, like, life was harder in the 90s, which it wasn't that much harder, but I'm making it seem.
Right.
Like, in my day, and I was like, what didn't we have? And I was like, okay, we didn't have GPS. What did we have? Okay, MapQuest, not super funny. Maps, gas station maps. So what can be funny about a map? Who has a map? A pirate?
Yeah.
Is pirate funny? Or is Captain Jack? We were like pirates. We were like Captain Jack Sparrow. We were like Christopher Columbus. You say it, and you'll try it out. And which one's the funniest? Then the funny thing is the map is, like, always bigger than the car. You have no idea. Totally. How far is Tampa? It's this far away. Is that far? I don't know. And then, where's West Palm Beach? I don't know. It's like this. And then, we didn't have Google. We had to look shit up in encyclopedias. What's funny about that? There are 1,000,000,000 pages.
Yeah.
Each letter of the alphabet has their own volume. You were always missing one, or the page was torn out. So, like...
And you had to go to the library.
You had to go to the library.
What about when you go through those folder things? Do you ever do that? Oh, my God.
Look at a horror movie whenever they go through, like, the town record.
Yeah.
What are they called? Like, the video file?
Oh, my God. Have to get the librarian because she's like, oh my God, like, you don't know how to do this.
You don't know how to do it?
Yeah.
And then you'd owe to the library like 5 cents and they'd act like you were like killed somebody.
So
and
bad.
But yeah, it was like, what didn't we have back in the day where you could make beepers are funny?
Yep.
I had a joke about LaserDisc players that never worked, but I was like, do you remember LaserDisc players?
I do. It was like out for 2 seconds though.
When they came out, and here's why I think, and I'm not joking, but this was the joke. They came out, but they were really expensive, but you had to flip. So halfway through the movie, you had to open the LaserDisc and flip it over.
No way.
Because the site only held like 45 minutes of video. And I think people were so lazy, they were like, fuck this thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's why.
Who sat in, like, freaking Warner Brothers videos and was like, yeah, we should put it on this where they have to stop it?
Yeah, and it was, like, this big. It was, like, a giant. But I remember the video store, they would have, like, a couple LaserDiscs to rent. And if you had a LaserDisc player, you were, like, balling.
They want the Dewey Decimal System, baby. Yeah, that's the worst. That was the worst. I think that's the thing. Isn't that the thing?
No one ever knew it. Like, you learned it in first grade and instantly forgot it. I'm like, where's, like, history? And they're like, it's 300 to 400.
I was telling you a story last night. My son heard me that I wanted to have hire a video editor. And he's like, Dad, I could do it. He's 13. And I'm like, all right, you probably can, but what program do you want to use? Which one do you know? He's like, I don't know any of them. I was like, all right, so why don't we look? I have Final Cut Pro. We went through Final Cut 4 hours. He learned pretty much the whole program.
It's amazing.
And now he's like wanting to do video editing nonstop. But the story is that in school, I literally think in 4 hours, he just learned a way to make more money than he has 13 years in school so far.
Without a doubt. Exactly, like, because that's the future. And these kids, I think this generation or Generation Z, it's like 25% of them aren't even going to go to college. They're just going to become entrepreneurs and probably become billionaires with these apps. But it's like, how many people go to college, get out, and you have $200,000 worth of student loans that you can never pay off?
Well, not only
and
that.
And you're fucked.
Like,
the whole system fucks you.
Right. Who's hiring people based on the fact that they got straight A's in college? I don't know. Like,
fucking
it's not
nobody.
Me. It's not me.
But the real
and
world
I have, like,
is
70
about
employees.
Yeah, the real world's people like you that, like, get up and apply themselves and don't sit on the couch and be like, my life sucks. Well, fucking go fix it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people were like, comedy, you're never gonna make any money in that, but and they were right.
I like where that was going.
Yeah.
That was good. I don't believe it. Look at freaking comics like Louis Black. He didn't make it till he was in his 40s. You have hope.
Yeah, but these comics are smart and they make a point. I'm just like, don't you hate when you fall down?
Funny is funny. And you are by far one of the funniest dudes ever. So that's all you have to rely on and just keep working on it.
Well, looks
and getting
everything.
The word out there and getting to people to realize who you are and watching the funny. That's all. That's all it is. And if you don't work at that, it's not going to happen. You have to work at it. Just like you writing these funny jokes. They don't just come out of the clear blue.
Yeah, and I never cared about the money. I loved being a comedian. I still love being a comedian.
Yeah.
And I, if I never make it, I don't care. Like, I would like to, but I love being a comedian.
Right.
It's my favorite thing in the world. Comedy's the only thing.
What are your other options?
Nothing.
Begging people for money. What else do you have for options? I mean, let's face it.
I was down and out in Hollywood, and I applied for a job at Hardee's, and they said no.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't hear this story.
This was at age 37. They're like, you don't have any fast food experience. Because when you put in your application, comedian.
Did you tell them you worked at Taco Bell? You should have.
Well, the Taco Bell I used to work at went out of business. The movie theater I used to work at went out of business. So now I'm like comedian for 18 years and these two other places that mysteriously vanished. And like, we think you're making this up. And then I used my dad as a reference and he like forgot.
Why didn't you put down me? So if you need a job, you could put me down at any time that you worked. I'll say that you served.
Sam, your butler.
You served, you cooked, you washed the dishes. Whatever the job is, I will just say you did it at my club.
I applied to be a heart surgeon. Will you say I operated?
Yeah, I'll be like, yes, he took hemorrhoids out of my ass. And that's
it. With my shovel.
You could totally do it.
That's so funny.
Tim says, say my precious into the camera.
My precious!
See, people already know you. You have fans watching.
My little fans. They love little Eric.
That's great. So, guys, if you want tickets to see Eric, just say it's Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday.
Yeah, stop hitting me up for this weekend.
And Joel McHale is Friday and Saturday. You're not getting free tickets.
You're not getting to see Joel.
You are opening for Joel, which
is
great.
I'm the poor man's Joel McHale.
So if you want to see Eric on Wednesday or Thursday or Sunday, just put it in the comments the day that you want. We'll respond back and give you a promo code to get free tickets. It's that simple. We're on the captain's log. We're going.
That easy.
Let's say where we just left. We just left 105.5 The Beat. That
we
was
did.
On the Freak Show. That
we
was great.
Did. We had
we
a
killed
good
it.
Time.
We did some videos. And now we are going to 103.9 with Big Mama.
Oh, Babs!
Yeah, and
my
Babs.
Girl.
And then we're going to go see Jeff Zito. Jeff Zito's very mad at me because I think 4 weeks in a row we didn't do his show. But it wasn't my fault.
He just texted you.
He did. He said, you son of a bitch, you better show up today.
Why didn't you do his show? Jeff's so nice.
I had a cold. One week I had a freaking a meeting right at 10 o'clock for my liquor that I couldn't miss. Last week he was out, he was late or something, and Cindy was sick. Oh, Cindy was sick, that's why.
Okay.
And now this week I'm going to do you. I'm going to bring you in. You have to do a show. So
no.
It's pretty good.
No.
Yes.
I'm too tired.
The struggle is real. Hey, Crystal, what's happening? Crystal's one of our super fans of the Captain's Log.
What up,
watching.
Crystal? So when you go to a business meeting for the tequila or the vodka, do you just like pour them a shot and they drink it and be like, this is good?
I do tastings. I explain to them that it's organic. It's all it's gluten-free, sugar-free, that the product is all natural. And, you know, we talk through it to explain the process of it's filtered 48 times. And then I basically say, like, buy it or I'll kill your babies. And that's how it works.
So it's going well.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Buy it or I'll kill your... I'll murder your entire family.
No, so...
It's an offer they can't refuse.
So then we do a tasting.
Okay.
And if they like it, I basically get them signed up. I need a copy of their liquor license and... then we start, you know, we go. I have a distribution company. I put the order in, and they start getting orders. I do tastings, and, like, I'll show up at night, and we'll do free samples for everybody in the bar and make everybody, like, order another drink. And
they're really?
Like, that drink's really good. What is it? Well, it's Captain Brian's, so that's how we do it.
Interesting.
Look, I'm learning as I go. All as I know is I got a great product. Everybody likes the taste. And from here, I'm just moving forward.
Have you thought about branching out into other drugs?
No.
Maybe Xanax, Ambien.
I have not.
Brian's,
Oxycontin. A couple CBD people have reached out to me.
How about your own mushrooms where people trip their balls off?
I don't do any drugs.
In the visions cooking shrimp.
I don't do anything, though. See, I don't have any experience in that.
I hardly drink. Drugs sell themselves.
I just like a good taste.
I know a guy.
Yeah?
Crackhead Willis. He'll hook you up $10
right,
on rock.
This log is getting derailed. We got to put this ship back on the ocean. We're going to walk a plank soon. How many more puns can I come up with?
I don't know. You shouldn't have given me that Captain Brian's tequila. Now I'm hammered.
Not true.
I'm sober.
I don't even make a tequila.
You don't? I thought you were going to.
I'm trying, but the tequila, you got to make a mezcal because the mezcal is tequila made in the U.S., so I don't know if I want to do that or if I want to do, like I've been outsourcing to some Mexico some distilleries in Mexico and working on it, but I still haven't come up with that yet.
So it has to be made in Mexico to be called tequila.
And only,
legally.
I guess, in two cities. Hey, let us in. All right, guys. We're out on the Captain's Log. Peace. Eric Byers is our guest, and we're done. That's it. It's
what?
A wrap. Yeah, it's a wrap. We're gonna
I'm sad.
Tune in the radio.
Vin
Watch
Diesel's.
Us. Later.